Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Night Business Builder Call. I wish that every one of you have enjoyed a wonderful, fantastic weekend full of pleasure, laughter, and bliss, just like ourselves. Yeah, just like all of us that participated yesterday in the Millionaire Mastermind Number 5. What an amazing event we had. I mean, it was full of energy. It was full of incredible experiences. And we learned so much that was amazing. So if you were not part of that yesterday, you still got a chance to watch the replay. So I encourage each and every one of you that are joining the call tonight that make a note of that, so that whenever the recording is available, you can take advantage of that. Because if you combine the knowledge that you're going to get from that Millionaire Mastermind with the actual promotions that we got for the month of May, you're going to crush it, okay? So there's still time tonight to share the link of this call with somebody you care and that you think could benefit from the information we're going to share tonight. We're going to be here. So you might as well share the link with somebody else, okay? So I'm really thrilled and honored to be hosting the call tonight, April 30th, 2023. So I want to start by expressing my gratitude to our great friend, leader, and mentor, ambassador, and national consultant, Brian McClure, for initiating these calls that have helped us grow as leaders in this company over the years. It's amazing. I mean, over the years, year after year, we've been growing in our leadership thanks to this initiative of Ambassador Brian McClure. For those that doesn't know me, my name is David Belmar, and I am an executive consultant with Ambient Energy. And tonight, I'm more excited than ever to be part of this great company. And I'm here to tell you that the most important person on this call tonight is you. Yes, yes, you are. So congratulations for showing up and being here. And if you're like me, I know you all probably have dreams, goals, and aspirations that you want to accomplish. I'm pretty sure that all of you, just like me, have laid out plans of objectives and dreams that you want to accomplish during this 2023. You don't want to leave it for 24. You want to do it on 2023. And I got to tell you that in my experience, all dreams, goals, and aspirations require of two fundamental resources. And those two fundamental resources are time and money. Yes, time and money. And you know what? Ambition, our annual convention is coming up in 123 days. It's just around the corner. So I already saved the date, starting on August 31st. Registration will be open in May. So we got to be pending to go ahead and at the moment they open the registration to get registered and get our teams registered. And the great thing is that Ambient Energy just announced two great promotions to get our business growing, starting today. The home run bonus, double and triple bonuses, and the ECNC reimbursement promotion. You got to look those up and download them from your power zone, okay? So today, basically, I'm going to share with you a little bit about my story and some golden nuggets to build a successful Ambient business, okay? So let's get started. If you have something to write on, I encourage that because that's how I have learned over the years, you know, participating in this call, participating in the different events. And, you know, this business is simple because if you think about it, it's only about four or five major things. First of all, it's a people business. This business is a people business. This business is about relationships. This people is about understanding and education. This business is about leadership. I love that. And this is a business of duplication. Okay? So to begin with, that's what this business is all about. So in talking about my story and a short testimonial, and I'm going to do it short because some of you probably have heard my story. And for those that haven't heard my story, you know, it all started back in a country in South America. I was born in Chile. And then after I was 3 years old, my family moved to Venezuela, and I spent some years over there. And then after that, my family moved to Puerto Rico in the Caribbean. And I spent all my professional life in Puerto Rico until somebody called me to share the Ambit opportunity with me, okay? So the interesting thing is that when I moved from Chile to Venezuela, I was considered a foreigner in Venezuela. So then when I moved from Venezuela to Puerto Rico, I was then considered a foreigner in Puerto Rico. And then years, many years after that, when I moved from Puerto Rico to Texas, then I was considered a foreigner. But one of the great things that happened throughout all those years is that I have gone through a lot of highs and lows in my life. And I spent through those years, and I come from humble beginnings, and I started, you know, when I was very young, I delivered the papers. When I was in sixth grade, I developed an ambition for having money in my wallet. And I like to take the girls, you know, to the movies and all that. And there was money required to do that. So I started earning money while I was in sixth grade up to today. Okay. I have enough accumulated youth to be retired. But I don't want to retire because I love to have a fun life, you know. So I did work in different things, you know. I did work at supermarkets. I did work at a body shop. I did work in different places until I went to college. And when I went to college, in order to earn money, I'm going to name myself now, what I'm going to say. I was selling encyclopedias and Bibles door to door, you know, when I was in college. But the thing was to manage money, to have an extra income, and to be able to be in control of that, okay? So after that, I started working in corporate America, and during those years, I spent 35 years working for corporate America in different multinational corporations. And I started from the very entry level up to the vice president level in a financial institution. And then in the other different companies, I started as a project manager. I ended up being a managing director. Okay. Throughout those years, I also spent 23 years in the military. So for the people that are very good at math, they're saying, wow, 35 years in corporate America, 23 years in the military. This guy must be almost 90 years old and he's still on the call. Okay. So, through those years, I learned a lot of things, and I experienced a lot of things. And when a good friend of mine called me up in 2008 and invited me to take a look at this business, my answer was that I was too busy, that I didn't have the time, that I didn't even live in the United States, so I will not care about that opportunity. But then because of the friendship and the relationship we had, I went ahead and watched the video that he sent me over the internet. And I was blown away when I saw that. Long story short, after that, I took 2 weeks of vacation to come to Dallas to get to know Jerry Thompson Jr., Chris Chambliss, and some of the top income earners of the company. That's when I first met Brian McClure, and I also met Carlos Marin in an event at a power trip. And I was blown away. It was crazy because I got so involved in that process of being 2 weeks here that even though my wife, my beautiful wife Arlene, and I lived in Puerto Rico and we worked there, we decided that we wanted to build this even without knowing nobody here. So we went back to Puerto Rico and we tried to figure out a plan where we could relocate temporarily into Texas so that we could learn how to build a business on a very part-time basis. And that was the best financial decision we ever made, because as a result of learning how to build this, after 2.5 years of studying building this in a very part-time basis, she was able to retire, and she has never had gone back to work for anybody. Of course, we work in Ambit, but we work in our own terms. For me, it was different because my office was in Puerto Rico, and I was commuting back and forth. I would spend 2 or 3 weeks in Puerto Rico, 2 or 3 weeks here, and we started learning how to build a business. But eventually, after many years, I was also able to get out of that company that I had started with a couple of partners, and that we started with 3 employees, and we ended up having 400 employees. So when you are approaching somebody that is a business owner, traditional business owner, or somebody that tells you that doesn't have the time, in reality, everybody's got the same time. We all have 24 hours, and we all have dreams and aspirations, as I was saying at the beginning. I will say that as a result of being involved in Ambient Energy, we learned that, at least myself, I think that I became a better human being because of the system, of the proven system that we have here, because of the books that we read, because of the events that we participate, and because of the development, the personal development that we got to go through in order to build an organization here. Okay? So thanks to Ambient Energy, now we have the time to travel and have fun and spend time with family. But the biggest blessing of all in Ambient Energy has been that we've been able to pay it forward to other people by helping them to achieve a different lifestyle. Now, as a result of that decision and as a result of the proven Ambit system and all the leaders and the mentors that we have had in this company, now we feel that we have achieved something bigger. We have a massive extended family of people that we didn't know before, of thousands upon thousands of consultants and customers that pay the energy bill every single month, month after month after month. Now, some of the things that people misread when they are building this business is the fact that some people apparently are too busy and they don't approach them. And in reality, everybody's got dreams and aspirations. Everyone wants to be in control of their own time. I remember that when I was part of that technology company that I started with a couple of friends, my ultimate goal was not to have a company of my own. It was to live life in my own terms through income diversification and residual income. I was never able to get residual income from that company. We were, as owners of the company, we were the first one to get in, the last ones to get out, and the last ones to get paid, because we needed to pay the employees first. We needed to pay all the expenses. And then some of the skills that are required in order to have a traditional business, differ in some way from the skills that you need to have in order to build a successful Ambit business. For instance, when you are in a traditional job or when you are in a traditional business, the leadership that exists is the position leadership. Employees or people will do what you say because they're getting paid a salary for doing that. But in Ambit, it's different, because in Ambit, you need to influence people by your example, by your leadership, by the people development, by the empathy, by leading by example. And when it comes to leading by example, there's a lot of people that complain in their jobs, and there's a lot of people that complain in corporate America about management or about some of the supervisors or even some of the top executives in their companies. I'm not talking about our company, I'm talking about my experience back in the day when I was corporate America, just to make that very clear. But the thing is that what people don't like is to have somebody that is their supervisor or their boss that lacks the leadership of the skills to lead and to direct and to make things happen. In this business, we use our influence and our leadership to help other people achieve their dreams and their aspirations, okay? And some of the things that I have learned here in Ambit that I didn't know when I was, that I didn't exercise, to tell you the truth, when I was in corporate America or in the military, I have learned to be more of a loving person and compassionate person, being in this kind of business, in this industry. And that's what I said previously, that I feel that I have become a better human being as a result of being involved with Ambit Energy, okay? Now, there is a need in our business in order to grow, to build a team of leaders. And it's better, it's easier to say it than to do it. Because we have a lot of, one of the strengths that we have in Ambit Energy is diversity. But that also can become an obstacle if you do not develop empathy. So we need to be cognizant of the fact that diversity among the Ambit family can be a strength. And we need to develop empathy in order to encourage people from all different walks of life and different backgrounds to become successful by working as a team in Ambit Energy. We also have here in Ambit different occupational background, country of origin. And in order to create that duplication that we all are striving for, in order to build that residual income and create the exponential growth, we need to create a culture inside of Ambit Energy of working together, of leaders, of persistent, consistent people embracing change and having the discipline to show up, to lead by example. And I emphasize in leading by example, because there's a lot of people that want to enjoy and reap the results, but they are not willing to go through the sacrifice that is required to lead by example, to make things happen. One in the meeting, to be the last one there, to be able to encourage people, help them, help people whether they are in your team or not. And some of the difficulties that I have identified in this business in order to be successful in general terms is the fact that there is amongst a few, lack of staying power in the business. In some of the ways, there's lack of commitment. That's why it's so important that we participate in the events. That's why it's so important that we participate in major events like we did this year with Kickoff 2023. That's why I started the meeting talking about Ambition 2023. We need to set the stage and be promoting events all the time. Because one thing that the events do is that if we learn, if we're going to create exponential growth, if we want to create duplication, if we want to create leadership, it's a great thing that we learn how to promote events and have the most people in our team participating in those events, because we can bring them to the event and then we can have the leaders from the front of the room help us build our state, our business, okay? So those are some of the things that I have learned. In addition to some of the readings that are so important and so basic in this business, like books so basic like How to Win Friends and Influence People, books like Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill, books like GoPro from Eric Worre. So we have books that teach us how to deal with people, books that teach us how to develop the right mindset to build a business, and then books that give us the skills that are the basic skills that are required to create duplication, exponential growth, and everything that we need. There have been many instances where people, when we're talking about leadership, and people ask me, David, what is the criteria that you're looking for when you want to identify future leaders in your organization? And the thing is that leaders really pop up by themselves. But of course, there are some criteria and some attributes for people that are potential leaders in our organization or in any organization, in not only in Ambient Energy, but in the industry of network marketing. And those attributes is that, first of all, they got to be hungry, because somebody that is not hungry is not going to be willing to inconvenience themselves and going through the process. People need to be willing. People need to be coachable, and people need to be hungry, okay? So going back to the five items that I mentioned at the beginning, we have covered already some of them. So how do we go about cultivating their leadership? If we get somebody new in our team and we are interacting with new people all the time, thank God, how do we help cultivate their leadership? Well, I can share with you some of the things that I have learned from mentors in this company and that I have executed them. And now I learn from mentors. Now I'm teaching them and passing them down with my example. And while I have the opportunity to do this kind of calls or in a monthly event or in a business presentation, the trainings that we do before the business presentation. And some of the ways that we use to cultivate leadership in new people is, first of all, make a friend. Make a friend of the new people that are coming in. Develop a relationship. We got to get to know their dreams. Of course, that we need to get the new consultant immediately that we sponsor the new consultant. We need to get them certified. Of course, that we need to go through this three steps that are that we know from our system, which is to get them paid, get them plugged in, and get them promoted. Of course, but how do we go about doing that? How are we going to be able to get them paid, get them plugged in, and get them promoted? We need to develop a friendship. We need to become best buddies, develop a relationship, get to know their dreams. What makes them move? What are their dreams? Then, after we know that, we are able to, and this is a simple process. I mean, it's just a matter of being intentional. Intentional is a word that is key in this process, okay? Now that we have accomplished that, we need to be together with them in the trenches, facing the success, the struggles, the grinding, you know? You don't get them paid and leave them alone. I mean, you get them, you teach them how to make their first check. Then you start working with them so that they can bring other people along. And you need to teach them with your example, helping them by doing one-on-ones, by doing home meetings. Because if you expect to build your business based on the weekly meeting, it's going to be too late. It's going to be too long of a process. So we need to go out, reach out to them. And we need to learn how to work with the people according to the times that they have available. I mean, they all have a job, mostly, when they get started. Just like when I got started, I was working full-time. And I was traveling back and forth to Puerto Rico. So I had to work in bursts of, you know, a couple of days here, a couple of days there, 30 minutes here, 1 hour there. So I try to understand what are the availability of the new people that are coming, and work my schedule around their schedule in order to do one-on-ones, in order to do follow-ups, home meetings, build a camaraderie, have face-to-face communication with them as most as possible, depending, I mean, with some people that are in the Northeast, Massachusetts or New Jersey or Pennsylvania, we got to do it by phone, by Zoom, or, and then maybe go there once a month and work, learn to work together, do the planning, setting goals again. And this is in my notes all the time, leading by example, okay? And then promoting events effectively, okay? Now I got some new people that just signed up in Houston. So I'm gonna get in touch with the leaders there, with Kevin, with Rose, with Julia, with Emerson, you know, in order to see if I can plug them into their meeting there. Because the same way that if they refer me somebody to work with here, we do the same thing. You know, what's so important about promoting events? Because, you know, the events tell a story better than you can tell it. The event experience itself tells the story that you cannot tell. You know, like I remember last year when we went to Laredo with Marilena there and Elsa and Marilena's sister, a full room with millionaires, with leaders, with corporate leaders. So that creates an experience that I cannot create by myself doing a one-on-one, okay? So the events are so important. They do things that are incredible. They provide social proof. People see so much success around the event that, I mean, because they cannot deny that this is something going on, you know? They see people being engaged. It builds belief in people. And when belief is instilled inside of people, they go and run for the dreams and aspirations. In the events, relationships are formed and they're strengthened. And this is really important because the events help develop leaders. When you see the new people coming in into a business presentation and they promote to regional and they step up to the room and they say a one-minute testimonial and people applaud them and they see and they start getting better. And, you know, it helps develop leaders. You know, really the events like the business presentations, like the regional trainings, like the major events, they provide an environment where leaders are developed, okay? So how do we know that we no longer have to hold their hand? Whenever they're creating duplication and promoting leaders in depth. When you're having not only regionals and seniors, but when you have executives and nationals in debt, then you know that all of this that we have discussed is working. And still, you need to go and participate in their events. At least that's what I do. Even though I'm building new teams, new groups, I never forget to go to some of the events that the national consultants in our team invite us to participate, okay? So that's important to be present and to be leading by example all the time, since the beginning until they get promoted, okay? So moving forward, wow, I'm running on time here, getting excited. Okay. I just don't want to miss the opportunity in this call to edify and thank my beautiful wife, Arlene, for supporting me through the years. It's incredible. Just since day one, when I asked her to accompany me to come and check the opportunity out, even though I tricked her, I told her, let's go on a two-week vacation to Dallas, and then by the time that we're on vacation there, we go and check this opportunity. But even going through relocation from Puerto Rico to Texas, I got to thank her because, the one thing that she values the most in her life, is family. And she left her twin sister over there and her mom. Even though after we moved here, she spent the last 13 years, she's been going back and forth 5-6 times every year. But still, I mean, she made the sacrifice of moving here and supporting me in this venture. And now we have an extended family. So, Arlene, thank you for everything that you do. I really appreciate that. and moving to some final thoughts and advice, because I want to be respectful of your time, guys. At this particular time, okay, now that we are getting into the final stage of this call, and there's so much to share, but we can leave that for later on, for some other occasion. I never forget the remarks that John F. Kennedy said during his inaugural speech. He said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." And why do I mention that? We have gone through a lot of evolution since the pandemic, and during the pandemic, and after the pandemic in this business. And you remember the people that have been in the business for more than 5 or 6 years. Remember when we used to get at the American Airlines Center and there will be 12,000, 10,000 people in an annual convention. And then the pandemic came and it's a different picture now. But you know what happened after the pandemic, that we're back now into in-person events, is that we have come out with more strength, with more passion. We have casted a different vision of what can be done. So I believe that Ambit Energy, after the kickoff meeting that we had in February, and after the events, the different power rallies that we have had, after the remarks of our Vice President, Dara Starweather, and our Chief Development Officer, Eric Reisdorf, yesterday in the Millionaire Mastermind event, I truly believe that we are positioned for our biggest growth run ever. You see, we have evolved. We have went over that pandemic, and I know that we lost a lot of people. Some people died. No, and I'm not saying this. Some people actually died. They passed away. And some others died in the business because they have not developed the spirit of sacrifice, the spirit of leading by example, the spirit. And they have sit along the sidelines watching and just waiting to see what's going to happen. And in reality, nothing is going to happen unless we make it happen. That's why I applaud everyone that is in this call. That's why I applaud everybody that participated in kickoff 2023 and have been participating in all the events. Because now, as a result of this crisis that we went into the pandemic, now we have evolved many years into the future when it comes to the way we communicate with each other and the way we use technology, okay? Now we can leverage on the power of the in-person events and then power boost the flexibility of virtual events. And again, Ambition, our annual convention is coming up in 123 days. Remember, we all have new members in our teams, new marketing consultants, brand new, that they will love in the upcoming 123 days to have our support, the support of everyone on this call, the support of those people that are sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what's going to happen, to stand up, to be proud, to start moving, to remember. This is a call to action for leadership, for mentoring, so that we can get those new people that are coming, and in the upcoming 123 days, we can help them promote to regional, senior. And why not? There's some people that are already seniors that could promote to executive, so that we can celebrate with them in Ambition 2023 their success as new nationals, executives, senior consultants. So why did I make a reference to that inaugural speech quote of John F. Kennedy? Ask not what your country can do for you or what, ask what you can do for your country. I'm saying now, ask not what AMBI and Bistra can do for you. Ask what you can do for AMBI and Bistra. Bistra has the financial backing, an incredible financial backing, a Fortune 200 company, $14 billion. Bistra executives have extensive industry experience. We have incredible systems. I'm blown away by the extensive systems that we have in Bistra. I say today, let's be intentional. Let's be intentional, my friends, my good friends. Let's be intentional about making this the biggest money-making opportunity on planet Earth. I think we must come up as one big army of entrepreneurs and execute the principle of unity of effort all together and take Ambit Energy to the top. Let's take Ambit Energy to be part of the top 10 direct selling companies in the world in the upcoming months, okay? So, wow, I'm so excited. I'm getting goosebumps. So I'm going to mute the call now if I can find the instructions here. And so that you can say goodbye, good night. And let me see. Okay, where is the... Hello, somebody. Unmute.